When we poll our readership here at theserverside.com, there are a couple of big concerns that keep coming up over and over again. Developer productivity and application lifecycle management challenges. When we want to know what's going on in the industry in terms of these two topics, there's one person that we always reach out to, and that's TaskTop's Mick Kirsten. Now, of course, we're not the only ones reaching out to Mick. Customers who have projects that are going sideways, well, they reach out to Mick as well. When you've got a project that's missed deadlines, when you've got challenges with software quality, when tool integration is a bit of an issue that you're struggling with, well, Mick and his team at TaskTop, they're kind of like the cavalry. Now, we got Mick on the phone the other day, and one of the things we wanted to know was, what are the common problems that you're seeing when people call you up and ask you to come in and provide them some help? What are the most common problems that organizations are encountering when it comes to application lifecycle management?
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's always the same problem when they reach out to us, but it has different manifestations. So a classic one is, you know, we've got Jira everywhere, and you know, we have completely lost track of our application portfolio. So Jira's been this, you know, amazing team tool that, you know, with roots in the way that open source developers collaborate and a commercial implementation of that model has just been extremely popular, and because it's just better for development teams. And as these tools, two kinds of tools and trends have caused a lot of change in enterprises and in organizations building large scale software. And you know, as you know, my interest has always been in how we get better at building large scale software. So one, if the organization is, you know, failing with a transformation that's driven by whatever the trend is fashionable that month or year that the CIO bought into, like Agile, right? The Agile transformation, they've put a lot into it, and they're not getting a result, and they don't understand why. And it's because, or, you know, more recently now, it's a DevOps transformation, right? So they're doing a DevOps transformation, they're kind of far along, they can't scale it, they can't, they did one Greenfield's project at work, and they can't bring it to the other 400 applications or 2,000 applications. So that's one thing, is that they're in the middle of this transformation with, you know, the buzzwords that we know and love, and something's just not working, and they reach out to us. Then there's the other vector of, you know, people getting interested. It's a tool, right? They want to scale their deployment of Jira. They want to connect ServiceNow to their software lifecycle, to their Agile delivery. They want to have, you know, they want to move away from requirements, because at scale, requirements are still very much needed. They just, you know, come in as scaled Agile or some other framework these days. They want a great requirements definition tool. They want to connect their software suppliers and so on. So we come in where the organization needs to scale to the new way of doing things from one team of about, you know, a team of about 100 people to the rest of the company, because we can wire those things together.
Now, I don't have to drag out a bunch of case studies to prove to anyone the effectiveness of the Agile methodology, but people do seem to have a problem getting Agile to scale. Why is it that scaling Agile to large groups is such a challenge?
I think there are two reasons for that. Reason number one is that Agile is a local optimization of your value stream. And what I mean by that is that all that matters in the end is what great business ideas or strategy you've got as a business and how you bring those as software into the market to delight your users and make money and such things. So Agile only focuses on optimizing the middle of that. It's the right place to start. You have to go, large organizations have to go Agile. But if you've got Agile development and, you know, it's taking you 12 weeks to get something into production and another 12 weeks to get feedback on it back to the Agile team's backlog, well, you're not very Agile as an organization. You don't have any lean software delivery. You just have a very Agile development organization that's not doing much in the end for the business. It's just coding a lot. It's not responding to the market. So that's one issue with Agile. It's only optimizing part of the software value stream. And all that really matters in the end, if you think lean, which is what we do, which is what people who want to make Agile successful do, is what's your cycle time, right? How quickly can you bring this cool new feature into your mobile app? Or how quickly can you, you know, set up a mobile app portfolio? And for that, you need information to flow, and you need people to collaborate, not in email or spreadsheets or other insane ways, but through the tools that they use in real time. And that's one failure of Agile, is that, yes, the teams went Agile, but that didn't really result in much ROI. And yet there was all this cost, all this training, and the CIO is wondering what's going on. So that's one. The second one is interesting, and it's that, this is still something that we're looking more closely at, but which is that Agile has a ceiling in terms of the number of developers you can throw on to an Agile program before it stops being what Agile was supposed to be. So, you know, call that ceiling 100 for sake of argument, right? And that's kind of what we're used to seeing. When you've got more than 100 developers, something different happens. And you, at that point, need to have, and by the way, things like what we see and when we get brought in, because we get brought in to integrate large-scale Agile, right, not 50 developers, we see things like scale Agile framework and discipline Agile delivery and Nexus as just a reaction to something not working with Agile over 100 developers. And, you know, at that point, you need a new level of integration, and you need a coarser grained view of your application portfolio to all also work Agile, which is why, you know, those tools all bring back a form of requirements management. But the problem is, and this is coming back to the first problem, is that the organization hasn't defined their value stream, so then they have no concept. They know how quickly they can get a user story out to be ready to be deployed. And then the bottleneck is maybe DevOps, or maybe they've done their deployment and release automation, and it's not. But you actually need requirements at a higher level, so the stuff that's interesting to the business, to flow through this value stream, this end-to-end machine faster. And that's just where things tend to fall down. Big problem is DevOps and Agile at scale, and that's where we come in and fix things.
So what exactly is the fix, and how do you make Agile scale? Well, one of the ways to do it is not by throwing more tools at the problem. Almost everybody in the application lifecycle management game has their own tools, whether it's a developer, whether it's someone doing system requirements, whether it's someone delivering feedback to the development team. We don't necessarily need more software tools. What we need is better integration of those tools. And that's what TaskTop does, and it's what they do really well. TaskTop has this ability to install and provide essentially an invisible layer that makes tools that people are already familiar with work together better, and allows people to focus on their job and not worry about all of the busy work that might be required in order to send off an email or maintain a spreadsheet that has information about user requirements or user feedback. Anyways, if you want to learn more about TaskTop, you can follow them on Twitter at TaskTop. You can follow Mick as well at Mick_Kirsten. And of course, you can always head over to TaskTop at TaskTop.com. And I might even suggest check out some of the blogs that they've got. TaskTop.com/blogs.